Section 1. The Love Lab. How much do you think can be learned about Sue and Bill's marriage by watching that 15-minute videotape? Can we tell if their relationship is healthy or unhealthy? I suspect that most of us would say that Bill and Sue's dog talk doesn't tell us much. It's much too short. Marriages are buffeted by more important things, like money and sex and children and jobs and in-laws, in constantly changing combinations. Sometimes couples are very happy together. Some days they fight. Sometimes they feel as though they could almost kill each other, but then they go on vacation and come back sounding like newlyweds. In order to know a couple, we feel as though we have to observe them over many weeks and months and see them in every state: happy, tired, angry, irritated, delighted, having a nervous breakdown, and so on, and not just in the relaxed and chatty mode that Bill and Sue seem to be in. To make an accurate prediction about something as serious as the future of a marriage, indeed, to make a prediction of any sort, it seems that we would have to gather a lot of information and in as many different contexts as possible. But John Gottman has proven that we don't have to do that at all. Since the 1980s, Gottman has brought more than 3,000 married couples, just like Bill and Sue, into that small room in his love lab near the University of Washington campus. Each couple has been videotaped, and the results have been analyzed according to something Gottman dubbed SPAF, for specific affect, a coding system that has 20 separate categories corresponding to every conceivable emotion that a married couple might express during a conversation. Disgust, for example, is 1. Contempt is 2. Anger is 7. Defensiveness is 10. Whining is 11. Sadness is 12. Stonewalling is 13. Neutral is 14, and so on. Gottman has taught his staff how to read every emotional nuance in people's facial expressions and how to interpret seemingly ambiguous bits of dialogue. When they watch a marriage videotape, they assign a SPAF code to every second of the couple's interaction so that a 15-minute conflict discussion ends up being translated into a row of 1,800 numbers, 900 for the husband and 900 for the wife. The notation 7, 7, 14, 10, 11, 11, for instance, means that in 1 6-second stretch, one member of the couple was briefly angry, then neutral, had a moment of defensiveness, and then began whining. Then the data from the electrodes and sensors is factored in, so that the coders know, for example, when the husband's or the wife's heart was pounding, or when his or her temperature was rising, or when either of them was jiggling in his or her seat, and all of that information is fed into a complex equation. On the basis of those calculations, Gottman has proven something remarkable. If he analyzes an hour of a husband and wife talking, he can predict with 95% accuracy whether that couple will still be married 15 years later. If he watches a couple for 15 minutes, his success rate is around 90%. Recently, a professor who works with Gottman named Sybil Carrere, who was playing around with some of the videotapes trying to design a new study, discovered that if they looked at only 3 minutes of a couple talking, they could still predict with fairly impressive accuracy who was going to get divorced and who was going to make it. The truth of a marriage can be understood in a much shorter time than anyone ever imagined. John Gottman is a middle-aged man with owl-like eyes, silvery hair, and a neatly trimmed beard. He is short and very charming, and when he talks about something that excites him, which is nearly all the time, his eyes light up and open even wider. During the Vietnam War, he was a conscientious objector, and there is still something of the 60s hippie about him, like the Mao cap he sometimes wears over his braided yarmulke. He is a psychologist by training, but he also studied mathematics at MIT, and the rigor and precision of mathematics clearly moves him as much as anything else. When I met Gottman, he had just published his most ambitious work, a dense 500-page treatise called The Mathematics of Divorce, and he attempted to give me a sense of his argument, scribbling equations and impromptu graphs on a paper napkin until my head began to swim. Gottman may seem to be an odd example in an audiobook about the thoughts and decisions that bubble up from our unconscious. There's nothing instinctive about his approach. He's not making snap judgments. He's sitting down with his computer and painstakingly analyzing videotapes, second by second. His work is a classic example of conscious and deliberate thinking. But Gottman, it turns out, can teach us a great deal about a critical part of rapid cognition known as thin slicing. Thin slicing refers to the ability of our unconscious to find patterns in situations and behavior based on very narrow slices of experience. When Evelyn Harrison looked at the Kouros and blurted out, "I'm sorry to hear that," she was thin slicing. So were the Iowa gamblers when they had a stress reaction to the red decks after just 10 cards. Thin slicing is part of what makes the unconscious so dazzling. But it's also what we find most problematic about rapid cognition. How is it possible to gather the necessary information for a sophisticated judgment in such a short time? The answer is that when our unconscious engages in thin slicing, what we are doing is an automated, accelerated, unconscious version of what Gottman does with his videotapes and equations. Can a marriage really be understood in one sitting? Yes, it can, and so can lots of other seemingly complex situations. What Gottman has done is to show us how.